If you have your Bible this morning, turn to Luke chapter 19. In Luke chapter 19, verse 28, the Bible said, "When he had thus spoken, he went before, ascending up to Jerusalem. And it came to pass, when he was come nigh to Bethphage and Bethany, at the mount called the Mount of Olives, he sent two of his disciples, saying, Go ye into the village over against you, in the which are at your entering ye shall find a colt tied, whereon yet never man sat. Loose him and bring him hither. And if any man ask you, Why do you loose him? So, thus shall ye say unto him, Because the Lord hath need of him. And they that were sent went their way and found even as he had said unto them. And as they were loosing the colt, the owners thereof said unto him, Why loose ye the colt? And they said, The Lord hath need of him. And they brought him to Jesus and cast their garments upon the colt. And they sat Jesus thereon. And as they went, they spread their clothes in the way. And when he was come nigh even unto the descent of the Mount of Olives, the whole multitude of disciples began to rejoice and praise God with a loud voice for all the mighty works that they had seen, saying, Blessed be the King that cometh in the name of the Lord, peace in heaven and glory in the highest. And some of the Pharisees from among the multitude said unto him, Master, rebuke thy disciples. And he answered and said unto them, I tell you that if these should hold their peace, the stones would immediately cry out. And when he was come near, he beheld the city and wept over it." And I won't preach this morning for a little bit, if God will be my help on this thought. When Jesus comes near. Amen. When Jesus comes near. As we look at this morning, we can see this in the Word of God, and we see Jesus, how He comes to the Mount of Olives. He comes to the very descent, going into Jerusalem, amen, to present Himself to the people. I want to say the same Lord that presented Himself this day is the same Lord that's presenting Himself to all of our loved ones and to us every day of our life. Amen. He's making Himself available. Praise God. Ain't you glad for that? Ain't you glad you got an available Savior, praise God. Now, we live in a world, and our leaders and things, so-called leaders, they're not very presentable. In other words, you can't go to them anytime you want to. They just don't want to see you most of the time, and definitely don't want to hear from you. But God Almighty wants to be with you every day. The Lord Jesus Christ wants to hear from you all the time. That's why Paul would say, pray without ceasing. Amen. What does that mean, Pastor? It just means keep talking to Jesus, praise God, because He likes to hear from you. Amen. Praise the Lord. I'm glad it's that way. You say, well, preacher, why did Jesus come? Why did this have to transpire? Why did He come? The Bible tells us why He come in chapter 19 and verse 10. He said, For the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost. You say, what was lost? Mankind was lost. We were lost, amen. When we realized that we were lost and undone, that we were alienated and isolated from God because of sin, praise the Lord, then we begin to see that there's a thrice holy God who loves us and ministered to us and ministered through us, praise the Lord, for His glory. Amen. So we see this Jesus, and when He comes near, praise God, He manifests Himself to us in so many ways, praise God. We can't help but like it. Amen. He gives us different directions. He gives us a focus, praise God. And what happens here is when he presented Himself to the nation of Israel, they missed an opportunity. Amen. It was a missed opportunity for the kingdom of God. The kingdom, they were praying, Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done. But when the kingdom was offered to them, they refused it. I want to say today in the world that we live in, Jesus is coming near to a lot of our folks, amen, and they're rejecting that. They're rejecting the very Savior, praise God, that paid the price, that bought them, that's there to receive them unto Himself. But they're refusing Him today, just like sometimes we're so quick to slam Israel, slam the Jew, and slam the people of this time because they rejected the Savior, the Messiah, the Anointed One, the One of God, the One that was sent. But we do the same thing every day if we ain't careful. Our people's doing the same thing every day. We're rejecting the very One that was sent to us to help us and to be a comforter. Amen. The only One that can send another comforter to us when praise God, that would be with us all the time. So that I never have to be alone again. Amen. This world can be a lonely place. Amen. When we go through the things and the situations that we do, the hard times, it can be a difficult place. But I'm glad that there's a God that said He'd stick closer than a brother. He'll be with you when nobody else can. He'll touch your heart. He'll love on you. Praise God. He'll pull. Hey, praise God, when you're sad in the depths of woe, He'll pull you under His arm and He'll love on you and let you know that everything will be all right. Amen. That He's going to stay with you. He's going to comfort you. He's going to bring you through it. How many of us have been through things, praise God, but we realize now that Jesus Christ, our Savior, the Holy Ghost of God, was with us during that process. Makes a difference. That's why we can come this morning and shout and sing and praise and give God glory, because we know the end of this life, praise God, we got something better ahead. Amen. Listen, young'uns, we ought to be telling our children, we ought to be telling our loved ones that there's a better place and it's called heaven because of a better person, which is Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. When He comes near, just acknowledge His nearness. Acknowledge our sin and His goodness and His mercy and His love that He might make a difference in lives. Amen. Jesus came in a triumphant entry. But when He came near, amen. Those very ones that was appraising Him and giving Him glory and said, King Him, King Him, King Him, just a little while down the road, they were saying, crucify Him, crucify Him, crucify Him. Amen. You say, what are you saying, Pastor? I'm saying, we're a fickle people. Amen. We have fickle ways. But I'm glad there's a God of heaven, Brother Junior, that's always the same yesterday and forever. He changeth not, and I'm glad it's that way. Hey man, I'm glad He's on my side. I'm glad He loves me. I'm glad He can't quit loving me, even when I'm not really lovable. Hey, you say, well, preacher, would you ever get that way? Yeah, I'm just like you these days. Praise God, I'm just not what I ought to be. Praise God for His glory. But I'm glad He loves me anyway. He helps me. He brings me out of that. He points me into a direction, shows me the error of my ways and the goodness of His. And I don't know about you today, but God's ways are great and mighty. Praise God, they're better than anything this world has to offer. I think I'll just go with God. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. When Jesus comes near, praise God, I look for that opportunity. Praise the Lord. The Bible says when he was come near, he beheld the city. And notice what it says, and wept over it. The Bible says that Jesus wept over that city. He looked out on that place. I wonder if Jesus was here today, what He would do. How much weeping He'd do. How much weeping He's doing over our cities, over our places and communities today. Who've turned our back and rejected. We're so caught up in things that we forget to remember God. Amen. Listen, youngins, today, if you don't hear nothing else, I say the most important thing we do is focus on the Lord. What we do for Him when it's all said and done is all that will matter. Everything else will be burned up like wood, hay, and stubble. Amen. Praise God. But He said, what we do for God, for His glory, will give us crowns of glory in heaven. Praise God that we can cast back at His feet one day and say, thank You, Jesus, for allowing me the wisdom and the knowledge and the unction to know You and the free pardon of sin, to know You as my Lord and Savior, the keeper of my soul. Praise God. I'm glad He is today. I'm glad it's that way. Praise God. That's the way He designed it. I'm glad I'm not a running on self. Praise God. Because I'd run empty in a little while. But I'm glad I'm a running on Jesus. Praise God, I want to say, hey, this morning it's high octane. Praise God, it'll take you places. It'll get you there quicker, and it'll get you there safer, and it'll get you there better, praise God. I guarantee you, you'll enjoy the ride as long as you stay with the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen, there'll be bumps and humps in the road, but there's a God of heaven. Praise be to God, He'll get you there safe. Amen. I guarantee you, He'll get you there. Amen. You set out with Him, praise God, just stay with Him. I guarantee you, He'll get you where you need to go. There's nobody else can promise you that. Amen. You got a lot of smoking Joes and everybody else around, praise God, that think they can take you here, there, and yonder. But I will tell you what, there's a God of heaven. His name's Jesus. He said, if you'll just follow me, praise God. He said, take my yoke upon you. It's light. He said, I'll swap burdens with you. I'll take yours and you take mine. And we'll just call Him even, praise God. And we'll just go to glory. Amen. Praise His holy name. But Jesus come to that city. He looked out over that city from the descent of the Olivet. Now, I've been there. Me and Miss Teresa's been there. I've been there a couple of times. Teresa's been there. Amen. I can see this in my mind. See, I know the Mount of Olives. I know the descent down to the from the Mount of Olives down into Jerusalem. down across that Kidron Valley up the other side to the place called Jerusalem. And I can see it in my mind's eye as the Lord pulls up over that city. And then they're shouting and they're praising and they're giving God glory. And He pulls up there to the top of that descent. And He stops and He looks out over there. He observes the situation. Hey, now listen, He didn't have to figure it out right there. He knew the situation before He ever got there. Ain't that a blessing, praise God, when the Holy Ghost of God, when He sends the Holy Ghost of God to our heart, He knows the situation before He ever got there, before He ever begins to deal with you. He knows exactly who you are, where you are, and what you need. Amen. And praise God. But the Bible said He pulled up there on that descent of the Mount of Olives and He wept. Amen. He wept. He began to see the situation and He literally cried over that situation. We see this thing play out. This is not the only time that Jesus would weep over someplace. We see in the book of John chapter 11. In John chapter 11, the story, very familiar story of Lazarus and his sisters, Martha and Mary, or Mary and Martha, whichever way you want to say it, they're still the same. Amen. And the Bible said that Jesus loved these folks. Amen. But I want to say, praise God, He didn't to the point that He was willing to do stuff for them, but I want to say He did not love them any more than He loves you and I. Amen. Praise God. Okay, you say, well, preacher, how much did He love? He loved them enough to go out of His way for them. Amen. He loved them enough, praise God. When they began to back and call, praise God, He presented Himself. You say, well, preacher, He showed up 4 days late. Praise God, but He was right on time. Amen. Amen. Praise God, we may think He's 4 days late, but He'll always be right on time. The Bible says that He pulled up there and He showed up. And the shortest verse in the Bible is John 11:35. You know what it is? What? Jesus wept. Now when Jesus pulled up there and He seen them, and Martha comes to Him and she met Him out there where He was before He ever got to where the grave was. Amen, praise God. Martha met Him there and said, Lord, if You'd only been here. If You'd only been here, our brother hadn't died. But she said, I know now, even right now, praise God, that You're able to do all things. And Jesus said, hey, listen, thy brother shall rise again. Amen. And Martha said, I know that. Verse 24, He shall rise again, the resurrection at the last day. And I want to say, sometimes we get caught up in looking at the future and we forget about right now. Amen. I want to say, praise God, I'm going to say, the Lord Jesus Christ, He is a God, He is a Savior, He's the Messiah, He's the Anointed, He is that right now. He's sitting at the right hand of the Father right now to make intercession for you and I. He is a mediator of one, because He's all that we need. And He's sitting at the right hand of the Father, praise God, for you and me, and He's sitting there right now. Amen. He says, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in Me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. Now I want to say that the Lord Jesus Christ through John, praise God, begins to write this chapter in the Bible, and He dedicates a whole chapter to the death, burial, and the revival of Lazarus. Amen. Praise God. Amen. You know why? Because He was wanting to stir hearts. He was wanting to show us that He was a God that was able to revive the dead. There's a lot of deadness in this world today. Amen. People are dead physically. People are dead spiritually, praise God. We need a reviving in our land. You know what I'm seeing today? I'm seeing some little old places like this where God Almighty's a coming on the scene. He's a blessing, praise God, because He can. And people are looking for that blessing, Brother Kevin. They're getting excited about what's going on. Amen. Praise God. We're getting apprehensive about what's taking place in this world. We're looking for some place to go. We're looking for some place, a place of hope. We're looking for a place of security during this episode. Epidemic and everything else, and we're finding it, praise God, in the Lord's house, in God's people. I pray God, in the Word of God. I was reading an article last night, and it's talking about Dr. Spock and all these others. Said now's a good time, since we're all caught up and we're all in our places, and we can't go a whole lot. It's time to take up reading again. Amen. Maybe take a time to find your favorite book. Indulge yourself in reading a little bit. Amen. To encourage your intellect. Amen. To occupy your mind so that we can take our focus off all that's happening around us. But they was that article was talking about it. He said, yeah, I said, that's what they're saying. And they said the number one selling book right now is the Bible. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Hey, he said the number one selling book, amen, in the world, praise God, is the Word of God. You say, well, God's dead. I want to say God's not dead. He's more alive than He's ever been. Praise God. He's just as alive as Jesus was when He started to descend off the Mount of Olives. Praise God. When He stopped and wept over that city, praise God, He was alive and well, and He's still running well today. Amen. Amen. The number one selling book in the world, praise God, is this old King James Bible. Amen, praise God. People's buying it up, flying off the shelves. They said the publishers have a problem. Said they can't get the paper to make it fast enough. Sales up, some of them talk about sales up 67%. Amen. One manufacturer said their sales was up 137%. I say, to God be the glory. People's are looking, young uns. They're looking to see what we've got. They're looking to see what we have. They're looking to see the hope that we've got. Thank God, they're looking. They're searching. Amen. Praise God. And the old devil stinking around. You realize, you know what I've seen this morning? On the news, they're saying that Nike now they won't make a Nike shoe with Bessie Ross symbol on it. They said, they can't do that. That's racist. But they're making a shoe now that's got the symbol of the devil on it. Nike, I'll go out and buy you three or four pairs of Nike shoes. I wouldn't. Amen. He said, you say would or wouldn't? I wouldn't buy nothing they've got. I wouldn't buy their t-shirts. I wouldn't buy their gym shoes. I wouldn't buy their sneakers. I wouldn't buy their drawers. I wouldn't buy nothing they have, praise God. Amen. Amen. They want to support the devil. Let the devil's crowd keep them up. I'm just going to shout and praise, give God glory. Amen. Praise the Lord. But the Bible said he come to that city and he looked over that city. The Bible said Jesus wept. Amen. Praise the Lord. What the whole chapter is about a reviving of the dead. Amen. He was weeping, praise God. He wasn't weeping for himself. He wasn't just weeping for Lazarus and his sister. He was weeping for those people that was weeping for Lazarus and didn't have no hope, praise God, in the resurrection of the life. But I want to say, praise God, through Jesus Christ our Savior, we have a hope. Amen. Listen, whenever you get down and discouraged, just look up and say, praise God, Jesus is there. Amen. He's gone to prepare me a place. Have you ever just pulled up somewhere real quiet and just shut your eyes and just got to looking to past this world, looking past the clouds in the sky and the atmosphere that we live in, looking to the portals of glory. Look up into heaven of heavens, praise God, where God is sitting on His throne, and try to imagine what that place looks like that God has gone to prepare you. Amen. As most of you know, my son, his wife, had a little baby girl Thursday. Boy, they're all doing good. Praise God. Thank you for your prayers. Well, what a blessing. A pretty little old girl come into this world. And me and Miss Massey, we're going to go down tomorrow. We're going to stay down there Monday and Tuesday. We're going to go be with them just a little bit. George says, come on, Mama, I need some help. Amen. Wise little wife recovering and getting back up on her feet. He said, it'd be good. We was going to go down Thursday and Friday, but we wouldn't get to see them much because they was in the hospital. They wouldn't let us in. But he says, Mama, just wait and come down the first week. And he said, it'd be okay if you stayed all week. I guess it would. Amen. But we got the thing. So we called down there and we got us a room for a couple of nights, you know, and we searched and got it. Hey, I told my wife, I said, I don't want to live in no flea bag motel for a couple of days. I want you to find us a nice place cheap. What? I want a really nice place, but I want it cheap. Amen. So she got on there and got the digging and the scratching to find a really nice place, cheap. So she found a really nice place. Amen. But it was a little, it wasn't bad price, but it was a little high. So she said, wait a minute, let me go. Said, we've got AAA. She said, let me run it through them and see what they can do. So she ran it through AAA, and AAA said, well, let me see. So where was you wanting to be at? She told him. She said, this is where we kind of like me. He said, well, let me see what I can do. So the old fella, he got to digging in and punching numbers and adding two and carrying four and come up with it was a really nice place for a good price. Amen. I said, glory to God. I said, book it. Bob said that to say this, praise God. God Almighty has went to prepare us a place. Jesus looked out and he said, hey, I've got a place for every one of you. Hey, down there, every one of you, just look up here. If you'll just recognize me, praise God, I have a place for you and it won't cost you a dime. It's a wonderful place, a marvelous place, and it's cheap. Amen, praise God. It's free. Praise God, if it's free, it's for me. Amen, praise the Lord. I like it that way. Amen? Praise God. But he said, hey, listen, God, he looked down upon it. He wept over that city. He wept over those. Praise God. He was weeping for Lazarus. Amen. He was there because he knew what needed to be done. There was a stirring revival need to take place. Jesus asked him, he said, where have you laid him? He said, where's your brother at? Verse 34. And they began to weep and they began to cry. And he asked him, he said, he was groaning in his spirit. Verse 38 said, Jesus therefore again groaning in himself cometh to the grave. And it was a cave with a stone lay upon it. So he comes to this place of the grave. And he's groaning in his side. His heart's breaking for these people because they need something. Amen. Little did they know, praise God, God was going to send them, the Lord Jesus Christ was going to send them a revival. Amen. Well, we need that. When Jesus comes near, praise God, when we accept Him near, when we invite Him close, amen, He always brings revival with Him. Amen. A stirring of our souls. Encouragement. You say, well, preacher, we get in here and get all excited and we shout and we praise God, but don't seem to last long, because we don't take it with us. Amen. Praise God, you ought to get all you can while you can. Amen. Don't push him down. Don't push him away. Praise God. When the Holy Ghost God comes to sit down beside you in your pew, praise God, just reach out, put your arm around him, draw him close, praise God, because he's close enough to be in you, and just praise God. You know, it's about time we quit thinking about what people will think. Because they're going to think things about you anyway. Amen. Just human nature is what we do. Praise God. God help us. Amen. But praise God, we ought to think when we come to the house of God, we ought to come, you ought to come to, with the sole purpose of you worshiping the Lord. Don't think about what other people think. Amen. Hey, if I thought about what you thought every time, I probably wouldn't even get up here and say nothing. Amen. What do they think about me? Getting up here and spitting and slobbering and acting crazy? Amen. Praise God, that's the way God called me and put me in it. Praise God, that's the only way I know to do it. Amen. Hey, you ought to look at me the first time I come and made a decision for men, praise God, because I ain't changed none. Amen. I still love God. I still love the Word. Praise God. I still try to present it in a way that a little child can see it. Amen. But we see Jesus. He begins to weep. He begins to cry. He said, where have you laid him? They take him to show him. And Jesus said, take ye away the stone. Martha said, Martha, the sister of him is dead, said to him, Lord, by this time he stinketh, for he's been dead 4 days. Amen. And Jesus said unto her, said I not unto thee that if thou wouldest believe, thou shouldest see the glory of God. Amen. When Jesus wanted to send revival, praise God, He wanted us to see the glory of God. Amen. What does that mean to you? You know what that means to me? He just don't want me to hear it. He wants me to see it. You say, preacher, where do we see the glory of God at? In each other. Amen. So when we grieve the Holy Ghost and we don't mind God, then we're missing people from seeing the glory of God. God bless you during the week, praise God. Hey, you ought to just stand up and say, preacher, let me say something. Jesus has been so good to me. Amen. Praise God. Then we all shout with you. Amen. Praise God. That's the way it works. That's why Paul said we need to assemble ourselves together so we can encourage each other. He said, that thou shouldest see the glory. Now, you know, he said shouldest. We should see the glory of God. We should be looking for the glory of God. Amen. If we look for the glory of God, then we'll have revival. When Jesus comes near, there'll be a stirring of revival, praise God. Amen? Because he knows where we're at. He knows everything about us. He said, then they took away the stone from the place where the dead was laid. And Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, Father, I thank thee that thou hast heard me. Amen. But now listen to this. I like this verse 42. He said, I knew that thou heardest me always. See, you know the difference between Jesus and us? He had no doubt in his heart. He had no doubt in his mind. He knew that he prayed when he talked to the Father. Praise God to the Father. He was talking to the Father. I wonder how many times we just talk, but we don't know that we don't actually believe that we're talking to the Father. Amen. It's just kind of a shallow prayer. But Jesus said, I knew that thou heardest me always. And because of the people which stand by, I said it, that they may believe that thou hast sent me. But now notice this. When Jesus comes near, he doesn't have to say, well, Heavenly Father, I want you to do this for me. No, he just thanks Father that the Father heard him. And he says, well, I'm not saying this for your ears. He says, I'm saying it that these people around here might know that I'm who I'm talking to. Might know where the power's coming from. Amen. He said, I want them to know, praise God, that you're not the substation. Praise God, you're the turbo that makes the power. Amen. Praise the Lord. It distributes it down. And when he had thus spoken, he cried with a loud voice, Lazarus, come forth. Amen. Praise God, and the Bible says that they was reviving. It said, he that was dead came forth bound hand and foot with grave clothes, and his face was bound about with a napkin. And Jesus said unto them, loose him and let him go. Amen. You know what Jesus is saying today? Praise God, he's a-calling every one of us. He's a-calling us by name. He said, hey, come far, come hither. Amen. Hey, praise God. He said, if you'll come to me, praise God. He said, I'll have them loose you and I'll set you free, praise God. Set you free from the bondage of sin. Set you free from the bondage of this world. I'll set you free, praise God, totally and absolutely. Amen. God said, I'll turn you loose. Praise his holy name when Jesus comes near. And he that was dead came forth bound hand and foot in grave clothes. And he said, loose him and let him go. Praise God. Can you imagine that? When old Lazarus come up out of that tomb. Can you imagine them Jews and them people sitting around there when old Lazarus come levitating out of that thing, however he come? You say, preacher, he just walked out there. And I don't know. He said he's bound hand and foot with a napkin about his face. But God brought him out of there. Amen. What are you saying? I'm saying this. Praise God. It don't matter how you're bound up today. Praise God. What's holding you down, holding you back? Jesus said, praise God, come forth. If we'll just make our mind that we're going to go to him, praise God, he'll turn us loose. Amen. When Jesus comes near, praise God, Holy Ghost revival stirs. Amen. Jesus come to that place. He looked over that mountain and the Bible says that he wept. Praise his name. But in Luke chapter 19, amen, when he was come near to that place, what was he? You say, preacher, what was he looking for? He was looking for some people. Amen. What people was he? He's looking for worshipers. Amen. When he come and he looked over, the reason he was looking for worshipers. You know, but he wasn't just looking for any worshipers. Hello? He was looking for true worshipers. Amen. He was looking for those that would worship him in spirit and truth. Praise God, according to the way God designed it to be. Ain't that what he told the little girl, the woman at the well? In John chapter number 4 and verse 23. He said, but the hour cometh now is when the true worshipers. Now do you notice what he said? True worshipers. There's a lot of worshipers today. You say, preacher, ain't they doing good? Well, they're worshiping Baal. And they're worshiping. You know, they're starving to death. They're starving to death in some of these countries, but and there's cattle all over the place. They won't eat them. Amen? Because they worship cows. Amen? You say, well, preacher, it's good if you worship, isn't it? No, not if you're worshiping the wrong thing. Amen? It won't do you no good. He said, but the hour cometh and now is. He said, the time is now to worship. And true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father seeketh such to worship Him. So the Lord came, and we come, and He was looking. What He was looking for? He was looking for worshipers. He was looking for you and me. He was looking for people to worship God in spirit and in truth. Amen. True worshipers, real worshipers. Amen. Sincere worshipers. Magnifying God of heaven. Amen. Lifting up the Lord Jesus Christ. That's true worship today. Praise God. He said, for God is a spirit, and they that worship Him must worship Him in spirit and in truth. Amen. If we're not worshiping with the Spirit, praise God, then we're... Hey, a lot of times we put the Spirit... We try to push the Spirit out. I saw a supposed preacher one time, and we was sitting in church at church service, and he got up, and he read the text, and he got to preaching, and he was kind of preaching, you know, just a teaching type of attitude. And he got excited. He got to the point that he was almost preaching like me. Amen. Not that I'm an example of anything. But he got wound up. The Holy Ghost of God was just a pouring out on him, and he just stopped. And he said, sorry about that, church. He said, I about got excited. I said, glory, hallelujah. You're just about to get my over on a shouting ground. But you know what he did? He grieved the Holy Ghost of God and grieved away. It just gone. Out the door. You might as well just open the door and throw cold water on it. Amen. Okay, got to worship Him and worship Him in spirit and truth, because God is spirit. Spirit of an almighty God, praise God. God's looking for true worshipers today. That's what Jesus was looking for when He overlooked the city and wept. He couldn't find none. I wonder when He looked over us today, look over our churches, look over our families, our homes, our communities we live. I wonder how many true worshipers He could find. Consistently worshiping the Lord. Amen. Not only is he looking for a true worshiper, but He's looking for fruitful lives. Amen. Look at Luke chapter 13. Luke chapter 13 in verse number 6. Remember the story of the parable of the fig tree? Jesus spake also this parable, said, a certain man had a fig tree planted in his vineyard, and he came and sought fruit thereon and found none. Then said he unto the dresser of his vineyard, behold, these 3 years I come seeking fruit of this fig tree and find none. Cut it down, why cumbereth it the ground? And he answered, said unto him, Lord, let it alone this year also, till I shall dig about it and dung it. And it shall be, and if it bear fruit, well, and if not, then after that thou shalt cut it down. Amen. Jesus is a looking for fruitfulness. I often wonder, I was thinking about this yesterday morning in my study when the darkness come in, and I was sitting there about noon, and all of a sudden it got just as black, it looked like dust dark at 12 o'clock in the day. And I thought, well, my goodness, how almighty God is that He could do this. And I thought about Him, how He'd come and He's looking for fruitfulness. He's looking for 3 years He had come looking to find fruit and found none. I wonder how many times He's going to have to come through our life and look at our life before He finds fruitfulness. We need to try to be producing some fruit for the Lord. Amen. But He said He come 3 years. He said, just He told the vineyard keeper, He told the one that was over at the vineyard keeper, He said, just cut it down. Why cumbereth the earth? He says, no use of it. I wonder how many people have just been took out of here because they're just cumbering the earth. You say, preacher, that's pretty hard. Yeah, but it's truth. God expects something out of us. Amen. If we love Him and we say we love Him, praise God, we ought to be fruitful for Him. We ought to be looking for opportunities, amen, to tell somebody about Jesus. He said, go in the highways and you compel them to come in, that my house will be full. Amen. How many times do we call people, even people in our church, amen, it's not been here for a while. How often do we call them and say, hey, look, we miss you. We need you. We'd like to see you. Amen. Praise God, it'd make a difference. We're going to have Easter Sunday next week. I wonder what happened if we all get on the phone this week, please, and call folks up. It's not been coming. Invite, say, hey, you know what? We miss you. This is Easter Sunday coming up. Please come be with us. We got the parking lot. We got the inside. Just come worship with us. It's going to be Easter. Amen. Come and worship with us on Easter Sunday. To God be all the glory. But he said, these come. He come looking 3 times and didn't find any fruit. He said, hey, just cut it down. Amen. Because they're not producing no fruit. He said, Lord, he said, let it alone this year also, till I shall dig about it and dung it. Amen. Hey, some of us need to be scratched about, praise God, and with encouragement from the Lord. Amen. A little bit of nourishment, a little bit of excitement. You say, preacher, how in the world we get them in? Amen. Be excited about the Lord yourself. Get in, praise God. Full-fledged, just sell out for Jesus. Praise the Lord. They'll see so much goodness that they'll want some. So how they get it? It starts running over on them. Amen. They start realizing, praise God, that they ate something that's unique, it's special, it's different in a child of God. So not only is he wanting true worshipers, not only wanting fruitful ones, but praise God, he's wanting faithful servants. Amen. Faithful servants. Look at Ezekiel. Ezekiel chapter 22, verse 28. He says that there's some unfaithful. He said, her prophets have daubed them with untempered mortar, seeing vanity and divining lies unto them, saying, thus saith the Lord, when the Lord hath not spoken. The people of the land have used oppression and exercised robbery and have vexed the poor and the needy. Yea, they have oppressed the stranger wrongfully. He says, no wonder they're getting in. They're being deceived and lied to. Hey, let me tell you something tonight or today. The people around us don't want deception and lies. I don't want nobody to lie to me. I mean, hey, it might hurt my feelings. I'd rather you tell me the truth than lie to me. Hey, if you tell me the truth, I can fix it. Amen? But if you tell me a lie, man, I'm just going to continue on thinking I'm doing okay. Amen. Praise the Lord. I want the truth. But he said, listen to what it says, verse 30. He said, I sought for a man among them that should make up the hedge and stand in the gap before me for the land, that I should not destroy it, but I found none. The Lord said, listen, said, I was looking for faithfulness. I was looking for faithful servants. I was looking for somebody that would stand up and make up the hedge. I was looking for somebody that would come along. Hey, listen, we've got a lot of loved. We've got a lot of our old senior saints that's going out of here to be with the Lord. They're going home. They're going to on their final destination. Praise God of glory. Who's going to fill their shoes? Amen. We need to be, the Lord's a calling people, not false prophets, not to ear ticklers. He's calling people, saints of God, that'll tell the truth and walk with God. You know, it's easy to tell truth, praise God, if you're living right. Amen. You ever start telling lies, praise God, it's a hard work. Because then you got to remember how you told it and who you told it to. Amen. How did I tell him about that? Because I got to tell her about it the same way. But praise God, when you tell the truth, the Bible said truth make you free. Praise God. It takes that load, that burden off of you. Amen. When Jesus comes near, praise God, He'll help us. He'll call us. He'll make us fruitful for Him. He'll make us faithful servants for Him. Amen. That He get the glory out of our life. He said, I sought for a man among them that should make up the hedge. Now notice He said that should make up the hedge. These people in this church that should be filling in, making up the hedge. Amen. Should be filling in. Should be wanting to do something. Should be wanting to take people's place that's going out of here. Amen. That's willing to step up and do something for the cause of Christ. Amen. That should make up the hedge and stand in the gap before me for the land, for our communities, for our families, for our loved ones, for those around us. That I should not destroy it, but I found none. Ain't that sad? I believe a whole lot of churches today, God's a looking around and God's a look. When Jesus comes near, He's a looking out, and He's not finding anybody that's wanting to do anything for Him. Amen. Not finding anybody that's fruitful, nobody that's faithful. God's a looking for faithfulness. Amen. He's looking for faithfulness. That's one of the most important things to God is faithfulness. Amen. Praise the Lord. That's the most important part. Bless His holy name. The Bible says in Luke 18:8, He said, when the Son of Man cometh, shall He find faith on the earth? When Jesus comes near, He's looking out over us. He's looking out over us where we are and what He's looking for. He's looking for faithfulness. Amen. He's looking for those that's worshipers of God, true worshipers. Amen. When He comes near, He's coming to seek and to save those that was lost. That's why He's coming. Amen. And then He's coming. He's looking to see, praise God, when we get saved, whether we're productive or not. Amen. Whether we'd like to see somebody. Ain't it pretty selfish when we get saved and we don't care if anybody else does or not? That's just the selfishness. Amen. That's self-centeredness. When we get saved, praise God, we get born again. Praise the Lord, want everybody around us to be saved too. I want to see everybody go to heaven. I don't want to see anybody left out. Praise God, don't you? Well, so you say, yes, sir, preacher. I want to see everybody say, well, when Jesus comes near, praise God, what are we doing with Him? What kind of example are we setting? What's He seeing when He comes near to where we are? Is He seeing somebody that's a true worshiper of God? It's not a shame to Him, praise God. He said if we're ashamed of Him, He'll be ashamed of us before His Father. Amen. I ain't going to be ashamed of my Savior. Praise God. I love Him. I thank Him for His goodness, His mercy. Amen. He's coming near to us. Praise God. He's coming to the spirit of revival to revive us. Amen. Praise God. To give us encouragement, to give us hope. He's coming for those, praise God, that's worshipful. He's coming for those that's faithful. He's coming for those that's fruitful. Amen. Praise His holy name. He's looking for faithfulness. He's looking for the faithful. Praise God. The Bible says when He comes, we need to be found faithful. Amen. Praise the Lord. What if He comes today? Are you faithful? Have you been faithful? Would you like to be faithful? Amen. Praise God. See, it's just the attitude of our heart. He's been faithful to us, so we ought to be faithful to Him. Amen.